Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, we're continuing our series on demographics. Demographics predicts behavior, and economists rarely pay attention to human behavior. There's an awful lot that we can learn about the economy and the business climate by looking at demographics. I want you to think about commercial real estate like a business, because it is a business. And businesses are all active businesses. There's no such thing as a passive business. You can make a passive investment in an active business, but there's no passive business. Now, demographics is telling us something about businesses that few economists are focusing on. As baby boomers retire, they're retiring from their corporate jobs. That's creating a lot of opportunity for younger people to grow in their careers. This is evident in many industries. For example, the airline industry is in need of thousands of pilots. Many of the major airlines have partnered with flight schools to improve the efficiency of the hiring process. Another area where baby boomers are retiring from is their own businesses. When people sell a piece of real estate, they put it on the MLS and market it aggressively. However, the process for selling a business is not like that at all. Owners of a service business don't want to sell their business publicly because if clients know the business is for sale, they're likely to cease doing business with that company, and then that wholesale process would damage the value of the business. So confidentiality is of paramount importance to someone selling a business. Therein lies the problem. How do you sell something when you can't advertise it? A 2016 survey of small businesses in the United States indicated that 72% of small business owners don't have an exit plan and that 54% plan to leave within the next 10 years. We have a national succession crisis. It's estimated that over 2.2 million businesses are currently exiting, with only 1 in 13 actually selling. And that represents a massive business opportunity for enterprising millennials who are looking to own a business. The fact is, it's much easier to take over an existing business with revenue and customers than to start a new business. The problem is that there are dozens of reality TV shows showing the glamour of flipping houses, and except for the profit, there aren't any shows that focus on how to operate a business. Moreover, the process of buying and integrating an existing business is a black art that very few people understand. We have a major problem in Western countries that include the US, Canada, and most of Western Europe. The vast majority of these businesses will close down with nowhere for the existing customers to go. The owner shutting down the business gets nothing at the end of the day. The alternative is to take over the business under extremely favorable terms, having a meaningful succession plan with a buyer ready to take over that business and take over the revenue stream. Now, the buyer of these businesses can often purchase that revenue stream for zero money down, and there'll be a significant component of seller financing that will be paid by the business over a period of a few years. It enables the seller to get a few more years of income, which will become passive income while stepping out of the active business role. The buyer of the business gets to buy the business with the company's own money. The risk of the business ongoing success really rests with the seller, and therefore the seller is incentivized to make the transition to the new owner successful. Whenever you have a situation that there's 13 sellers for every one buyer, I would say the sale price is pretty negotiable. Moreover, if you need to raise a small amount of cash, raising money to acquire an existing business is one of the easiest types of capital to raise. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, it's far easier to raise a lot of money for a proven revenue stream than it is for a startup. Even though startups have really been glamorized in recent years, buying a proven existing business is the lowest risk path to take. Many businesses that are owned by retiring baby boomers have a loyal client base, and that's been built up over a long period of time. Most of these businesses have not embraced the latest digital marketing, and I can also tell you from firsthand experience that an effective digital marketing program is the single greatest thing you can do to enhance an existing business. My wife runs a service business, and effective digital marketing has allowed her to multiply her business by a factor of 7 over the last several years. Folks, the landscape is truly an all-you-can-eat buffet of opportunity right now. Keep your ears open because the opportunities will only be there if you choose to pay attention. They're not going to be advertised. In the meantime, as you're thinking about that, have an awesome day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.